the jar of the grape or of the grain. He's drinking of the jar with conversation. He says living is the loving and loving is the living of a life. There's a friend of a friend of mine as a friend who greets me. You know he said hello while going to the fair. Listen, don't you know he'd make you sorry, but a friendly face is giving his help and with the living of a life. Laugh when the world laughs with you, cry and you cry alone, weep and there's none will heed you. They've troubles enough of their own. Sing and the hills will answer. Silence lost in the air. Old Mother Earth once borrowed some earth, but they know what no troubles are no more. By all, he's a masquerader. In a circus he can fall, and we all see the joke. Beneath the mask so gay, there's a hidden sorrow. But wait until tomorrow, and what he gave you to borrow from you. The jester in the court is the queen's old favorite. But tomorrow she might change, and he might lose his head. The joker of the pack can smile with laughter, but then a little laugh, she might find someone dapper than your man. Laugh and the world laughs with you, cry and you cry alone, weep and there's none will heed you. Troubles enough of their own. Sing and the hills will answer. Sigh and it's lost in the air. Old Mother Earth must borrow some earth, for they don't want no troubles or no woe.
You have fought for the right to rid all your country's injustice. In a cold prison cell, you serve out your hell, not knowing the sweet taste of freedom. But tomorrow will come with the break of dawn, and winter will change into spring. Then we can look for the new brighter things, when our hopes and our dreams will come true. Was not long ago, in a march you did show, those old and bad ways must be changing. But you met with ill fate, those people of hate, with their sticks and their stones, they were raging. The cold winds of change will come with the morn, or the wind will the chains to a star. And if the trees don't bend in the breeze, then they surely must bend in a storm. Word for word and sword for a sword is the cruel way that life has been showing. In a city of hate, it is never too late to see friendship and love start to grow. For the damage is done to Ireland's sons. A flower won't grow on a stone, and blossoms won't grow on the streets of our land till the right seeds of love they are sown. Children of fear, the time it is near that our land had a change of good fortune. For the struggle and fight has gone through the night and has been there for many a long year. It is nourished with thoughts of the courage you've shown, and our ship is not lost to the sea. Prisoners of hate are set free. In Bowden's town churchyard, there is a green grave, and wildly around it the winter winds rave. Smaller shelter, I ween, are the ruined walls there. When the storm sweeps down on the plains of Kildare, once I stood on that spot, it lies over Wolfe Tone, and thought how he perished in prison alone. His friends unavenged and his country unfree. Oh, bitter, I said, is the patriot's meed. For in him the heart of a woman combined, the heroic spirit and a governing mind, a martyr for Ireland, his grave has no stone, his name seldom named, and his virtues unknown. I was awoke from my dream by the voices and threat of a band who came into the home of the dead. They carried no cross, and they carried no stone, and they stopped when they came to the grave of old.
heart overflowed as I grasped his old hand. I blessed him and blessed every one of his band. Sweet, sweet, 'tis to find that such faith can remain in the cause and the man so long vanquished and slain. Churchyard, there is a green grave, and freely around it let winter winds rave. Far better they suit him, the ruin and the gloom, till Ireland and Asia can build him a Dublin, while carelessly strolling, I sat myself down near a clear crystal stream, reclined on the beach in wild accents deploring, in sorrow condoling, I heard a fair hopes change to mourning that once were so glorious. I stood in amazement to hear her sad tale. Her heartstrings were torn in wild accents so glorious, saying, "Where is my blackbird of sweet Avondale?" The fair counties Kerry, through Cork and Tipperary, the rights of old Ireland, my blackbird did sing. But woe to the owl with the dark lights in Derry, when he from my arms to Dublin took way. Give ear to my supplication and strengthen the bold sons of old Granuaile, and promise that my country will soon be a nation and bring back my blackbird of sweet Avondale.
Eyes to shoulder, now the dawn is reddening o'er the hills that circle Ireland's brow, the seas that ring her shore. Then hark from out the deathless past, our father's voices call for Ireland first and Ireland last and Ireland over all. Die with pride.
though skies be overcast, ring out your slogan call.
Old Ireland first, and Ireland last, and Ireland over all.
Oh, where Lord Edward here today, our fearless father John, their spirits to our soul would say, keep fighting, fighting on. Unfurl your banners to the blast and let your slogan call.
The Ireland first and Ireland last and Ireland over all.
Then shoulder boys to shoulder still, as through the weary night we'll stand till freedom's banner will in glory and in might float proudly o'er this mountain blast, and we around it fall.
Here's Ireland first and Ireland last and Ireland over all.
Morning with the Fenian band.
In the morning we rose early, just before the break of dawn. Blackbirds singing in the bushes, greetings to a smiling morn. Gather round me, men of Ireland, gather Fenians, gather round, hand to hand with sword and musket, spill the blood upon this holy.
In the morning with the Fenian band,
there's a glen beside the river, just outside Kilkenny town. There I met this noble captain, men lay dead upon the ground.
Then you are welcome, Highland Paddy. By my side you'll surely stand, hear the people shout for freedom. Rise in the morning with the Fenian band. Rise in the morning with the Fenian band.
There's a grave beside the river, a mile outside Kilkenny town. There we laid our noble captain, birds were silent when this Fenian died. All my life I will remember, I'll remember night and day, that once I to Kilkenny, and I heard this noble captain say,
then you are welcome, Highland Paddy. By my side you surely stand, hear the people shout for freedom. We'll rise in the morning with the Fenian band, rise in the morning with the Fenian band. Then you are welcome, Highland Paddy. By my side you surely stand, hear the people shout for freedom. We'll rise in the morning with the Fenian band, rise in the morning with the Fenian band. Then you are welcome, Highland Paddy.
The wax is dark. go, says you're a wonder, my a wonder, I haven't got a farthing. I just been down to Montauk Town to see young Kilmacado, but he wouldn't lend me a half a crown to go to the waxing cargo. What will you have? Will you have a pint?
I'll have a pint with you, sir, and if one is dozen orders, sir, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
My old one, you're a wonder, the grand of the Galway races. Says you're a wonder, my old one, the voice of me old lad graces. I went down to Cable Street with the two men money lenders, but he wouldn't give me a couple of dollars on the old lad's red suspenders. What will you have? Will you have a pint?
I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us does an order, soon we'll be shown out all the loser.
Says my old one, the old one, we have no beef nor mutton, but if we go down to Montauk Town, we might get a drink for nothing. Here's a nice piece of advice I've got from an old fishmonger. When food is scarce and you see the hearse, you'll know you've died of hunger. What will you have? Will you have a pint?
I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order, soon we'll be thrown out of the loser.
What will you have? Will you have a pint?
I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order, soon we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
It's more than we can bear. We'll send our army over, but won't let them stand alone. We that are left will do our best to bring our Johnnies home.
Together, then it won't be long. When it's over, over there, we'll bring our Johnnies home.
America's life changed from a leisure to a feverish pace. Shoulder to shoulder, we set out to win the race. We were caught quite unprepared. We got right to the task. We sent our Johnnies over there, then worked to bring them back. A stern-looking Uncle Sam appeared on posters everywhere. With a pointed finger, "I want you," he did declare. Soldier and civilian sang a song called "Over There," to let them know the Yanks were coming to help win the war. The U.S. Army was 4,800,000 men. Pershing landed them in France. We were allies again. Remembering the help of France in the Revolutionary War, they went to a famous grave and said, "Lafayette, we are here." The war was won, but war will never be all victory. In Belgium, a remembrance of World War I is there to see. There are 368 in Flanders Field alone. Just a few of many Johnnies who never will come marching.
One night as the wind whispered eerie tales, and the stars danced to and fro, I dreamt of the land where my forefathers trod in those times of long ago. In Boston Harbor, I saw brave men, and I watched with youthful pride when they scattered a tea in a tax-laden sea to a dark and an angry tide. I wondered then as I watched these men who flouted King George's might, what red-coat hordes with their glittering swords wreaked vengeance in the night. Then a voice rang out in the starry air, "Stand fast, young man, be brave. Far better to die 'neath an open sky than live like a cowering slave." That early dawn of that April morn, I stood on a mountain tall and felt the shock of the musket shot that started first freedom's call. My spirit soared as the thunder roared. I prayed to the blazing sky to bless the hand of the gallant band who carried our banner high. In that shifting scene of my wandering dream, I rode fast to Bennington town. General Stark and his green mountain boys were camped on the dewy ground. I gazed for a while and saw his sad smile. Then he softly said to me, "Their young blood will stain this Fairmount plain before our land is free." I remember that smile as I rode each mile. In my heart a dreadful chill, the blood and the sweat and the smell of death rising high over Bunker Hill. The men and the boys with their sightless eyes who lay dead before their time when they broke the chain of King George's reign in the place they called Brandywine. Then clear upon a cold night there, I heard a suffering cry. A ragged band of hungry men were slowly shuffling by. Across the valley grim and bare, I heard a bugle blow, the bloody beat of their torn feet staining the virgin snow. In the shivering scene of my nightmare dream, a tall man spoke to me. He looked gray and old in the crippling cold, but his eyes were bright and clear. He said, "Listen well, then you must tell of these deeds these men have done, and future days will sing their praise from dawn to the setting sun. Tell them of Saratoga, where the patriots fought and died, of Valley Forge, of Paul Revere, who made that midnight ride, of Copens and King's Mountain. Don't let them soon forget of Patrick Henry's immortal words, 'Give me liberty or death.' Remember Swan Fox Marion, who led that wily band, of Allen, Green, and Sumter, who made a noble stand. Remember, too, the mothers true, who cried their tears alone. Their names will be told with the brave and the bold where'er a flag is flown. He left me then, but I saw him again standing tall near your town bay. I saw Cornwallis surrender his sword on that bleak October day. Then a tall man turned and he said to me, "Young man, our fight has just begun." Like a flashing scene, I awoke from my dream and I cried in my silent room. On my way to school, I felt like a fool as my childish tears did flow. The things I had seen were all in a dream. You see, they'd happened long ago. And I cast my eye to a building high where the flag was floating free, and I said,